Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry, takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our coming days study, we were talking about the oil fields that have recently been discovered. Let's continue with that today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
When the earth shall crumble, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
We're trying to make inroads in our own hemisphere to supply one another with what the other lacks. People were mad at this last election. There are oil problems in the Middle East. And so a new party, we said Tea Party, but underneath that is a libertarian party, which says, drill for our own oil. Protect our own soil. Let's care for ourselves. But there's one problem. One more economic downturn this year. And by the way, this is not an election. A prediction on my part. This is not a vision. It's not even a hope for me. But if we do have another economic downturn this year, as the last one, America's in deep trouble. And yet, we have the ability to come out. Let me share with you this little gem. The Bakken domestic oil reserves, which covers two-thirds of North Dakota, western South Dakota, and extreme western Montana. This sizable find is now the highest producing onshore oil field found in the past 56 years, reports the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. A recent technological breakthrough has opened up the Bakken massive reserves, and we now have access of up to 500 billion barrels. And because this is light, sweet oil, those billions of barrels will cost Americans just $16 per barrel. We're paying $90 right now. And the people that we buy it from treat us like dirt and want to kill us. That's enough crude oil to fully fuel the American economy, now get this, for the next 2,041 years. If that doesn't throw you on the floor, then maybe this does. U.S. oil discovery, largest reserve in the world, Stansberry report online, April 20th, 2006, hidden 1,000 feet beneath the surface of the Rocky Mountains lies the largest untapped oil reserve in the world. It is more than 2 trillion barrels. The last one I read you about to take us for 2,000 years was 500 billion. This is 2 trillion. We have more oil within our borders than all other reserves on earth combined. Now, some things I may not like about libertarianism. And there may be some things I like about it, but this is one thing I cannot vote for, and that is to leave Israel alone, because God blesses those that bless Israel. When you have the power to bless, you should bless them. And even though in January, Israel took measures to try to strengthen the American dollar. Now, here's what I believe is going to happen. I believe that when the rapture takes place, there will be enough of the people in America that are removed. I don't think it will be a lot, but enough that I think we ought to take care of Israel. They'll be removed, and there will be nothing to stop that. If every American citizen was taxed 100% of their income, 100% of your income, if you just tax that today, our debt is $1.5 trillion. Everyone were taxed 100%, it would not pay the federal deficit. We've borrowed so much. California and many other states are in trouble financially. Now, when you and I get in trouble with our bills and we can't pay them any longer, what do? We file bankruptcy. And then our creditors get that much of that much, if they get anything at all. What happens when the state, when the government begins to file bankruptcy? It affects your pensions. It affects your retirement incomes and other things that you've grown to depend upon. Walter Williams, an economist, says our national debt is over $14 trillion. The federal budget deficit is $1.4 trillion. Now, actually, it's $1.5, and I got the $1.5 from the government figures since Walter Williams wrote this over a month ago. He says, depending on whose estimates are used, the unfunded liability or indebtedness of the federal government, mostly in the forms of obligations for Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and prescription drugs, is estimated between $60 and $100 trillion. Those entitlements, along with others, account for nearly 60% of federal spending. They are what Congress calls mandatory or non-discretionary spending. Then there's discretionary spending, half of which is for national defense. For the past 30 years, federal tax revenues have averaged 18% of the gross domestic product. Federal spending is nearly 30% of our gross domestic product, which is the problem. To put this in perspective, defense spending is called discretionary and spending, and it totals $685 billion. Our deficit is $1.4 trillion. Defense spending could be eliminated entirely, and still we'd have a very massive deficit. Any congressman unwilling to make cuts in entitlement spending is not talking seriously about sparing our nation from economic collapse. You look at the situation right now economically in America. The Bloomberg's report, Bill Gross of Bloomberg, said, we've told all of our clients that if you had one idea, one investment, it would be a non-dollar currency for your investment. Jim Rogers, one of the world's most successful investors, writes, the dollar's not just in decline, it's in a mess. It could lose its status as the world reserve currency. And I expect that to happen, that we might make room for a one world government currency. The Bible talks about it in Revelation. The World Bank has officially stated it is now searching for an alternative world currency than the dollar. America is like our text in Revelation 9, 20, and 21. With all of its sin abounding, it is unrepentant. Its churches are corrupted. The churches are rock and rolling and going half naked to church, filled with the lust of the flesh for whatever makes it feel good. The homes are falling apart. The economy is almost in the tank. And a libertarian view seems to be gaining strength. You have libertarians, for an example, Pat Buchanan, who seems to be anti-Arab and anti-Israel. Many say, you know what I think is going to happen with America? So many people are going to get saved that it's a non-factor in the tribulation. Well, the Bible doesn't tell us that, for one. Number two, there's nothing about America right now that shows that. More and more people that used to be fundamentalists are now going ecumenical. I think a Monroe Doctrine where we protect ourselves and take care of ourselves. If not, we don't have some strength to protect ourselves, then why would China, why would Europe march down towards little Israel and get a fraction of the oil, the resources, and the things that we have in America? My friend, the table's been set for a world leader to rise up an Antichrist to take control of that European sector. The predictions of a one-world religion coming together, we see that forming now. As the evangelist said in 1948, you had the World Council of Churches. Israel back in the nation as a people now. But not only that, you had a group that was tired of being fundamentalists, and they started the New Evangelical Movement, all in 1948. I'm telling you that to say Jesus is coming again. He's coming soon. Next week, I want us to look at the kings of the East. But the question is, are you ready to meet the Lord now? The rapture is so close. A lot of people can listen and hear some of the things I said today, and because of their political stand, agree with me. But this is not about politics. It's about knowing Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. The Bible said that except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. Those were the very words of Jesus Christ. We find in Acts 17:30, we're told that God commandeth all men everywhere to repent. Why? Because he's appointed a day in which he will judge the world. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 lets us know you had the opportunity to be saved. You had the opportunity to receive Christ as your personal Savior. And you pass that up. The rapture takes place. You cannot be saved. Now, I believe there'll be people that never heard that will be saved in the tribulation. But it won't be you because you have the opportunity to be saved. The Bible says God would send those strong delusions that they might believe the lie who had pleasure in unrighteousness. My friend, the Bible tells us to repent and believe the gospel. Repent is a change of mind, but also means to turn from. It's turning from myself, depending on religion, depending on all these other things, turning from all of those things and turning only to Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes unto the Father but by me. There's only one way of salvation. That's through Jesus Christ. Almighty God came to this earth in the person of Jesus. God came and was born on this earth and lived a sinless life and died for our sins. That is why John 14:6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. 2,000 years ahead of time, Judah is told the Messiah is coming through your line. Think of that.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation for the Bible.